Northwest Fest is May 9th to the 15th here in Edmonton, and joining us today is filmmaker Tasha Hubbard, who will be at the festival with her film Singing Back the Buffalo. Tansin, welcome, Tasha, and thank you for taking the time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Singing Back the Buffalo talks about rematriating the buffalo back to the North American plains. Now, I had to look up that word because I didn't know what rematriating meant. Tell us what rematriating means.
You know, there has been this effort that have been coming from Indigenous people to bring buffalo back to our territories. And I think part of that is that the buffalo are matriarchal and are led by the grandmas who have that wisdom that comes of like what's best for the community. You know, the buffalo also really bring back balance. And so when coming up with the word of like, well, we're restoring, yes, but it's also we're rematriating and bringing back buffalo so that they can live in their natural ways. They're not cattle. You know, we're not bringing them back and then, okay, you know, you have to act just like cattle. It's like, no, we want them to be buffalo. And that's a part of it. So yeah, we decided that's the word we're going to use, is bringing them back to be who they are, to live in their family systems, to have their leadership structure, because as Indigenous people, that's who we learned all of that from. And so, yeah, we're just honoring that.
What made you decide that this was a story that you needed to tell?
I was lucky to be taken to see a buffalo ribstone. So these are across the prairies, and some elders took me many years ago now, and something shifted in my mind, and I just really started to think about what that did to us as Plains people, to have this being that we've lived so closely with and in relationship with for so long. What did that do to us to have them taken so abruptly? And that just started me on this journey of learning. And I ended up doing my master's and PhD on buffalo stories and creative expression about the buffalo. And then I've always been a filmmaker, making films around, you know, important issues as us as Indigenous people. And I realized almost a decade ago, I'm like, I'm going to make a film for the buffalo, you know, that shows all of these beautiful efforts that are happening across the plains, you know, of Indigenous people really thinking in big ways, like how can we bring them back? How can we live in relationship with them again?
Was there anything unexpected that you learned or you found out about while you were making this film?
I think it's so fascinating to see the way they are in tune with each other and in how they're in tune with the matriarch, the one who leads them. It's so interesting because she decides, you know, when you go to visit them, she assesses you, you know, like, are you a threat? Are you here for good reasons? Like, and then once that's decided, they're all like, yep, she's good. They're good. You know, like they just know. It was just every time it happened, it just was like, you know, I hope they find me worthy, you know, that they're good. And I would talk to them and say, you know, this is what I'm doing and this is why we're here. You know, we just want to protect your homelands because the grasslands are such an important ecosystem. Our heritage as Indigenous people, our stories are still there. And it's the most threatened ecosystem in the world. So those two things were just like, oh, you know, we need to protect that land and we need to put buffalo back on that land so it can do what it's meant to do, because buffalo are renewers. They renew things. It was just a constant learning journey making this film.
What advice would you give to aspiring filmmakers that feel that they've got a story they want to tell?
I'm a researcher. I love learning. And I love like just diving in and talking to as many people as I can. And through that, your story really takes shape because you find the people that can really bring your story to life. And I spend a lot of time just really thinking it through and getting a sense of how and what's the best way to tell the story. And then the other thing I always tell emerging filmmakers, especially the younger generation, is I learned how to be a filmmaker before cell phones. And my mentors always told me, your biggest tool is your observational skill. What you see, what you feel, you bring all of that to your storytelling, and it's tough to do that. That's what I would say. You know your story really well and figure out what that is and really, you know, work on staying present. I have to work on it. I have to constantly remind myself, put your phone down, Tasha, you know, be in the moment, Tasha. Like it's like my constant little refrain to myself. But I also remember a time when I didn't have that phone and I was fully present and I just remind myself to go back to that all the time.
Singing Back the Buffalo, a film by Tasha Hubbard, showing at Northwest Fest Monday, May 13th. Get your tickets for it from the link on our website, ravenradio.ca. Tasha, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Oh, thank you. And we're so excited about the screening. We're going to have special guests there, people in the film, Buffalo Treaty people. We're really thrilled to bring it to Edmonton.